Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, mamas. Hey, papas. How the fuck are we doing today? What's the tea? What's the juice? Blah, 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 blah. My name is Camo, and you're listening to another episode of Unfazed and Unbothered, the podcast where we rant, rave, and ramble about literally any and everything. If this is your first time tuning in, go ahead and hit subscribe. Turn on them post bell notifications. New episodes drop every Thursday. It's free to stream wherever you get your podcasts, so there's really no excuse, okay? Sound off in the comments. Sound off in the reviews. Okay. Just gonna go ahead and say it. This week's episode is gonna be short, sweet, and simple because I am sick and I am sad and I have a lot of shit I need to do. And I just want to lay in bed all day today. So I do apologize. But you know what? I am only human, so I'm doing the best I can. Other than getting sick, this past week, I did attend my 10-year high school reunion, which is just so crazy to say. I have been out of school longer than I was in school at this point. Well, high school at least. And it feels like it was just yesterday that I was walking through the atrium and now I'm going to high school reunions. Like, bitch, that really just shows my age. Like, fuck, I'm 28 years old. And that really be surprising a lot of people. I don't know why. I mean, I guess I'm youthful, so I'll take it as a compliment. But it was very interesting attending my reunion because it was not at all what I expected. I don't know exactly what I expected, but I was pleasantly surprised. It was nice to see old familiar faces. I had a very good time. Me and my bestie, Ariana, we both were pleasantly surprised. Like, we kind of had like an idea of what it was going to be like. And I was under the assumption that there was going to be drama and negativity because I grew up in such a small, toxic town, and I didn't have a good high school experience whatsoever, or even middle school experience at that. Honestly, all school, elementary school, I was teased, I was bullied, people threw things at me, people were just fucking nasty, they had such strong opinions about me. But, you know, that comes with the territory, being an individual, being different, standing out from the crowd and not wanting to be like everybody else. It just comes with the territory. So it is what it is. And I don't harbor any hate or any ill feelings, or I'm not over here disturbed, disrupted. My peace has not been stolen from those experiences. I look back and laugh. And honestly, in the heat of the moment, I had such a thick skin and such a sense of humor about everything. And honestly, like I've said it so many times, if you ain't my mother or you ain't dicking me down, bitch, I don't care. If you ain't feeding, fucking, or financing me, there's nothing you can possibly say that'll get to me. And so I've always been that way. So I don't say any of that for sympathy or pity because, you know, when I express to people what high school was like for me, they're like, you poor thing. Oh my God, I am so sorry. And I don't need that. Okay. I'm a very strong individual, but because of my experience, I did expect there to be a lot of negativity, and there just wasn't. I saw a lot of people that I wasn't the most fond of, and they were pretty pleasant with me, and there was no drama whatsoever. We were in this tight little bar, though, so that was kind of inconvenient, which is probably where I got fucking sick from, because we were in such tight quarters. But we were at this bar in Athens, and I got drunk as fuck with my homegirls. This bar had, like, a separate bar inside of it, like another one that was open to the public. So me and the group that I was hanging out with, we all just migrated over there and just hung out there for the most part, because the other fucking side where we were hosting our reunion was just so tight. It was shoulder to shoulder. You couldn't fucking breathe. It was just not cute and gorgeous. I was getting claustrophobic. So I got my drinks and we went over there, and it was very interesting to see so many familiar faces, to see some people haven't changed whatsoever, and some others were completely different people. And that was such an interesting thing to witness, but it was a very good experience, and I'm glad I went. I'm very glad that I went. But other than that, this past week, I've just been hanging in there, laying low, living life, breathing air, you know. I have been recording a lot of music, and I'm very excited about this one song I recorded. I'm not entirely sure what I'm going to name it. So far right now, the title is Warning, but I don't know, that is subject to change. I also have no idea how I go about this, but I did use audio from the movie White Chicks in this particular song, and I really hope and pray that I can get whatever clearance I need to use this, because I don't want to be hit with copyright. And I just feel like the clips that I used in this song really add to the song and the message, because, you know, back in the day when I was recording like every single day, I was recording a lot of rap, and that's something that I've kind of shied away from in recent years. And I have always loved rapping. I actually started out rapping in the very beginning, early stages of Camo, like way, way, way back in like middle school, elementary school, really and truly. And I kind of have shied away. I had this individual tell me one time that I needed to kind of stick to one thing. And, you know, she apparently like worked for like Van Halen and a lot of people. She's somebody my aunt knows who's been in the music industry for a long time. And she was kind of telling me how I can't be all over the place. Otherwise, people are just going to be overwhelmed and they're not going to take me seriously. And, you know, I kind of took that advice. And now I'm kind of realizing that that's not the case. There's so many mixed genres nowadays. Everything has been done. So everybody is like mixing genres and adding new genres and creating their own genres and playing around with multiple genres. And that's the beauty of music. I don't ever want to put myself in a box. I've never wanted to box myself in any aspect of my life. So why would I with music? I listen to literally everything except country. My music taste is all over the place. So I have a wide palette, and I don't want to stick to one thing, because my emotions are all over the place and I write from experience. So sometimes I want to write a ballad, and sometimes I'm having beef or feeling petty and I want to express that in a rap. So anyways, I'm going to play you guys a little clip, and please bear in mind, this has not been mixed and mastered professionally yet. This is all just me. But I did put a lot of work into these vocals, and I've been watching a lot of videos recently on like famous producers and how they stack their artists' vocals and what the session is like. And so I've been taking a lot of notes from that inspiration and trying to just, you know, better my craft. So without further ado, here is a little clip.
Up and buy it. This your warning, pipe down, be quiet. up and buy it. This your one and pipe down, be quiet. Only thing you ate was that 4 for 4. Get the fuck out of my face, bitch, por favor. Ain't even spoken to him yet, still ruffling feathers. Main topic of conversation at their get-togethers. Stay pressed, I'ma stay balls deep in my bag. Keeping tabs on my every move like an air tag.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
What do y'all think? I hope y'all live, laugh, loved that as much as I did. I am my own biggest fan, and there's no shame in that. As an artist, you have to believe in yourself. You have to be your own biggest fan, because if you're not, bitch, nobody else is gonna be. Okay, so I've came a long way with music, and I can fully see that, hear that, and I know what my process used to be. I know how I used to sound, and I used to cut a lot of corners, and I used to be very sloppy, and now I'm really just fine-tuning everything. I've gotten better vocally, lyrically, with my flows, my rhythm, so I'm going to give myself a little pat on the back. And it was great to lay that all down. I laid it all down yesterday, and I am ADHD as fuck, so I really be jumping project to project, and I have hundreds of songs that are never finished. So when I do actually finish a song, you know, bitch, that I put my pussy into it because I was able to finish it. I was really feeling it. So this one, I am just so gooped and gagged over. And I hope, I don't know how I'm going to go about getting this copyright clearance, but I'm going to have to, because it really just helps make the song. And there was like more clips, but the first opening clip, I used the scene where the Wayne brothers are first coming to the hotel, and you know, they haven't really experienced being a woman, and so they're dealing with these men like catcall them, and then they kind of break character and they start like, "What you looking at my ass for? Beep beep pop pop poop poop. I'll take off my G string and handle mine." And I was like thinking to myself when I laid down the chorus and the verses, and I was like, I don't know if I want to do like some silly petty talking like old camo style, or if I want to insert like a movie audio. I know that's pretty popular, and it's kind of cool to do that, and I like how that sounds sometimes. And so I sat and thought, and I'm like, what movie could I use? And then boom, I was like, wow, some of these lyrics, I'm like kind of taking the power back with my gender identity. You know, people love, that's really the only thing people ever can say to me is, oh, like anytime someone's in my comments saying some rude shit, it's always something about my gender, or you're confused, you don't know who you are, you're lost, you're confused, beep beep bop bop boop boop boop, lady boy, man, girl, you don't know what gender you are. That's the only thing people have to say. It's so redundant. It's so obnoxious. It does not hurt my feelings whatsoever. So I wanted to use these clips because it was just kind of me mocking that whole issue, you know? It's kind of me taking the power from these bitches. And yeah, I really love the way it sounds with the clips. So if anybody has any tips or some direction where I can even start to get clearance. I know it's such a huge movie, so I don't even know who I need to go through, but I need to go through someone because I have to get that vocal on there. I have to use that audio. Otherwise, I'm going to just be so upset and probably off myself, throw myself in a fucking wood chipper or something. But anyways, other than that, lots of Fortnite. Lots and lots of Fortnite. And you know, when I'm playing Fortnite sun up to sundown, there is something going on. And there is. My brain is just mush right now. And I've been kind of in a funk this past week. Just life as a whole. I've been just really intensely thinking about my life and where I'm at physically, mentally, emotionally, financially, career-wise, like all of it, literally my whole life. I'm looking at it, and going to this reunion also just kind of put things into perspective and made me really think intensely about everything. And I'm very blessed, and I do feel very grateful and so happy to be in this place that I'm at today. But content creation was never a goal of mine. I have thoroughly enjoyed it, and it has done so much good for me. It has completely changed my life, but I almost feel like a fraud. And maybe that's dramatic, but I'm just not doing what I want to do. I do enjoy it from time to time, and it has its perks, and I do love thrifting, obviously, so why not film that experience? And you guys have enjoyed it, so I'm obviously doing something right. But at the same time, like, I don't feel soulfully fulfilled, you know? I feel like I'm taking the easy route out, and I am kind of getting over that. Not saying that I'm going to stop it anytime soon, because I mean, that's how I make a living now at this point. But until I really get this music thing popping, I'm not going to feel 100% satisfied with my career, because I don't want to just make content. I've always wanted to be an artist, and there's so many artists out there, and it does kind of bum me out to think that when I do really start pumping this music out, the idea of people putting me in a box with other TikTokers turn artist, it is going to be very discouraging and very disheartening, because I was an artist first. I did not start music after TikTok. It might look that way because I didn't do a good job of showcasing it, but I have been writing music since elementary school. I've been recording since middle school. That's always been my goal, always been my passion. So until that is paying the bills, I'm just going to continue content creation. And I know me complaining about this is probably not being well received. Oh, bitch, you make videos for a living. What I would give. And I understand completely where anybody who feels that way is coming from, but I'm just speaking candidly. And like I said, I've been kind of sad this week, so I'm really just being vulnerable right now. I do enjoy it, but I don't feel soulfully fulfilled. You know, it's bittersweet. Like I said, it's done a lot of good for me, so I don't regret any of it, and I will continue doing it. And I love everybody who has tuned in and who has appreciated and enjoyed my content. So I don't want to give the impression that I just hate what I've done and the impact that I've made, but there's nothing wrong with wanting more. And I do feel like there is a bigger purpose for me out there. And I've always felt like one day I would touch people musically, and that's what I've always wanted to do. So until I've secured my place in the industry musically, I'm not going to feel whole and satisfied. It's like the one thing that I love doing. It is my biggest passion. So please take everything I said with a grain of salt. I'm not going to turn my back on TikTok and content creation and the thrift store commentaries, because you guys love it. I love it. And it is a part of me. So there's that. But with that being said, I probably will, once I start pumping out this music, since fucking the thrift store videos is the only thing the algorithm picks up from me, I probably will, the same way I do my Bloom breaks, insert you know, like little shameless self promos. So, yeah. Anyways, anything else new this past week? I need to get a new vacuum. I had a Shark Pro Vertex, I think it's called, but the bitch has like a battery and a charger, and I lost the charger somehow. I'm just over it. I could easily just get another charger, but I fucking hated the vacuum to begin with. It's been a nuisance. The thing lasts like 15 minutes off the charger, and then like it takes 2 hours to goddamn charge it again. So like you can't really vacuum your entire house off of a full battery, and that's just so frustrating. I didn't intend to get the cordless version. I fully grabbed it by mistake. It looked identical to the one with the cord, and I saw the on sale ticket, and so I grabbed it. I'm like, oh fuck yeah, the one I wanted is on sale, bitch. No, that wasn't the one you wanted. That was the cordless version, and fuck the cordless version. Please don't get a cordless vacuum. It really fucking sucks, bitch. It really does. That it's been a nuisance. So instead of replacing the charger, I think I'm just gonna get a new vacuum, bite the bullet, and cut my losses as hard as that's going to be, because vacuums are not cheap. A good vacuum is not fucking cheap, and I'm not about to buy some $75 Dirt Devil that's on the end cap at Target, because that shit's going to last 2 weeks. I need something that's got some suction. I got cats. I got cat hair everywhere, so I need something that's going to last. So I am a little stressed about that, but you know what can I tell, bitch? Aside from the, you know, unfulfilling emotions I've felt, like I said, I have been sad, and I mean that is part of why I've been sad. But y'all, I don't really speak much about dating, and maybe I should just keep my fucking mouth shut, but it is so hard. I mean, dating in 2023 alone is so scary, but you add gender, sexuality, and just me in the mix, and then add having a platform. All of it is just too fucking much. It makes everything so complicated and almost impossible. And I do worry sometimes that I'm gonna spend my life alone. And I've never been somebody who needed somebody. I've never been codependent. So I'm not sitting here like I need to be in a relationship, because that's just fucking corny. You don't need to be in a relationship, but we all do have a desire to love and be loved. And unfortunately, I can never find something that is mutual. Either somebody is head over heels over me and the feelings are not mutual, or vice versa. And personally, I don't have it in me to waste somebody else's time or waste my own time. I have been lied to. I have been manipulated so many times in the past. I have been told it was one thing when it was something else. And because of that, I would never want to put somebody else through that. So unfortunately, I do meet people and they really like me, and you know, we have a good time or whatever, but the feelings are not mutual. And so I try to dead it real quick, because I don't want to ever put somebody through the same things I've been put through. And I just don't see the point in that. You know, I don't see the point in having placeholders or rebounds and, you know, just wasting each other's time. I don't see the point in that. So, yeah, it gets pretty lonely out here. I did move away from all of my friends so I could focus on work. And it's been very lonely. I am a bit of a recluse, and I do prefer my alone time most times, but like I said, we all have that desire to be loved and to love, and I'm very old-fashioned, and unfortunately, everybody in this day and age, they want something quick and fast. They don't want to work for things, and they're so easy to jump into something else and wipe their hands clean of you instead of putting forth the work. And so I see that, and I see so many people in these failed marriages and these failed relationships and these toxic situationships, and it's disheartening. People just want to waste my fucking time, and I feel like I really just cannot trust anybody at this point. So many people have done dirty ass things to me went behind my back. And I'm not a perfect little peach, but when it comes to friendship and dating, one thing I can wholeheartedly say is I have always been loyal. I have been loyal far longer than I should have been. I would go to the end of the world for a friend, for a partner, and that has really never been reciprocated, with the exception of my friendship with Tasia. That woman is a remarkable woman. She has always went up to bat for me. She has always showed up and showed out for me. She has always reassured me of our friendship and always just been so good to me. And I don't fucking deserve that bitch. And I know she feels the same way with me. And that's just something so beautiful. And I really cherish and treasure my friendship with her. So a lot of y'all be under the assumption that we're not friends because we don't post videos together anymore. We are tighter than ever. Okay. So it would be so beautiful though to have a connection like that with a significant other. But unfortunately, I've not had a good track record with men. They either want me to be more masculine or more feminine or more this or more that. Like I've yet to find somebody that I was equally interested in accept me exactly as I am. And that's a hard pill to swallow. It would be one thing if I was like hetero and could easily just jump into the next thing and test it out. But like I said, I don't like to waste my time. One, and two, the dating pool and my options are already hella limited. So when something goes south, it's really disappointing. It's part of life. It does help build character. It does help us grow. But fuck, I'm almost 30 years old. Growing up, I thought that I would be so much further in life with my career. I would be married. And maybe that sounds corny to say, but I'm just being vulnerable right now, like I said earlier, girls. So if y'all are getting some amusement out of this, fuck off. Okay. I have feelings too. And bitch, don't act like your heart's not been broken. Don't act like you don't weep and sulk over men. We all do, unfortunately. But I'm no different. I'm no different than y'all. Okay. I'm a regular human being with emotions and feelings. I hurt. And a lot of people on social media, they like to pretend that they're not human or they have like this complex to them. And I could easily get online and post all these subliminals. And you can almost always tell when like some content creator has been broken up with or going through something, because they just start posting the most vain content and all this, like these audios that are like, you really lucked out, or you lost, you missed out. I'm going to show you who's on top. All this like corny ass shit. And I don't like that. I really don't like to, I don't like the energy that presents. It's very vain and very tacky in my opinion. And it does quite the opposite of what these people think it does. Like nobody is looking at that like, damn, I really fucked up because they made a TikTok. You're just full of yourself, and I don't like that. I don't ever want to participate in that. I could post all these subliminals and whatnot, but that just hurts me more. I don't know what I'm saying at this point. My head is pounding. I need to go drink some water, and get my day going. So I'm gonna wrap this episode up. It was a whole lot of nothing. I do apologize, but I let y'all know from the rip. Stay tuned. I love y'all. Peace and blessings. XOXO, you little hoe.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angi has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angi app, answer a few questions, and Angi can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angi that. Download the free Angi mobile app today or visit Angi.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.